Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you how to overcome the cycle of performance. Many people don't even realize that they're caught up in a cycle of always waking up every morning with this massive list of what they've got to accomplish that day, and not knowing that it's rooted in an unhealed area. And the way you'll know is the frustration at the end of the day. If you're always counting and measuring what you've accomplished, and especially by the end of the day, if there's frustration there over what you didn't accomplish, then that's one indicator that you're performance-oriented. You have a restless soul. I'm going to repeat that. A restless soul. Jesus addressed the restless soul. He did. He addressed it. And so I want to address it today using my own testimony. I would have 24 things on my list to get accomplished in a day's time. I'd even make the list. And if something wasn't on the list, when I got it accomplished, I'd put it on the list so I could check it off. I needed a list, and I needed to be able to check it off to have some sense of accomplishment. And I didn't realize that's how I measured my worth, is what I could accomplish in a day's time. So I'm going to repeat it again. Those that are performance-oriented, they have a restless soul, and they're always counting and measuring. Counting what they've accomplished and measuring it even against what others are doing, what others have accomplished, and what they accomplished the day before. It's a constant measuring, okay? So there's no rest for their soul. You know, God set the standard. He said, at the end of his day, he started creation. He had a whole bunch to do. But at the end of the first day, second day, third day, he'd always say, it is well. Well, it's well. It is good. There was rest. Okay? So, and then on the seventh day, he rested. He only accomplished two things on the first day. Separated darkness and light. He separated it, and then he called it what it was. So that's what I'm calling it today. It's restlessness in the soul. Now, I'm going to use a material that I've developed years ago called Breaking the Cycle of Performance. And I'm going to go through it just a little bit and point out some things. So if you want to order the book, you can. And I'm going to take you through it. And then you can even have a daily check in your own life. It's a daily checkpoint is how you overcome it, okay? Daily. Daily. All right. People who are performance-oriented, they get into a cycle of extreme highs and extreme lows, okay? You go real high and then whoop, drop. So it's the extremes. That's the first checkpoint. All right? Extreme highs, extreme lows. Okay. If you're performance-oriented, you'll have a tendency to take on more than you can ever accomplish in a day. But the high comes by putting on more on the list and feeling that pressure to get it all done. I've done it. I know it. I know it well. And I know when I'm in it because I'm frustrated at the end of the day. That's the third point. Frustration at the end of the day, okay? Now, listen to this. Jesus said this in Matthew 11:28. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, okay? He gives us rest. But when we're heavy laden, we're carrying such a heavy weight of so much we've got to get done, Okay, even when you come to the end of the day, you can't even receive the rest that the Lord wants to give you. I have so many people telling me, I can't stop. My brain won't stop. I can't even sleep. My brain won't stop. Okay. Well, I'm going to help you get to the root of it as to why. As to why. So you can heal from the why and then receive the rest on a daily basis. Rest. Come unto me, all that are weak and heavy laden. I'll give you rest for your soul. Okay. All right, let's go to the next point. A person that's heavy laden has taken on responsibilities early in life that were not theirs to carry. They've taken on responsibilities. Whether it's because there's an absent father or absent mother, so they had to step up to the plate and take on a heavy weight of responsibility. I did. I know that well. When my dad left when I'm 9 years old, my mom looks at me and said, what are we going to do? Well, I figured it out. I took on the responsibility. And now I'm carrying a weight, a heavy weight, that my little 9-year-old shoulders were not designed to carry. I didn't know how to do all this adult stuff, but I'm afraid my mom's going to break down because she's alone, health condition. So I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done. All right. Now, everyone was applauding me that was around me. Oh, she does the laundry. She gets everything done. But you have to understand that that was unhealthy, okay? I'm here to say today it was unhealthy, and I had to get healing in order to break free of the cycle, because that's all I'd known since I'm 9. If your cycle goes back to childhood of performing, okay, it will take a little longer to break the cycle. It will take. And so don't get discouraged. You know, I said it's an everyday process, and it'll take a little longer if it has been in your way of thinking, behaving, feeling since you were a child. Okay? Now, next thing I want to point out, and it's in the book, is that Jesus addressed this when he was on the earth with Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha, okay? If you're going to follow along, I want to say this, that a person who's performance-oriented, they can't rest because they're constantly thinking and planning, okay? Thinking and planning, counting and measuring. With Mary and Martha, Martha's measuring the fact that she's doing all the work and Mary's not. Okay? The unresolved pain that can keep this cycle going is nobody cares about me. I gotta work. Nobody cares about me. Because Martha said, do you not even care? Do you not care? Here, Jesus is showing how much he loves them. He's in the house. But she's still performing, wanting to know, does he care about how hard she worked? Think about it a minute. Mary's just sitting at his feet. But Martha couldn't receive. Mary had entered into rest in his presence. Martha couldn't. She's working, getting everything done. And Jesus called her name out twice. Martha, Martha. If the Lord calls your name twice, you better pay attention. He called my name twice. Okay? So when he calls our name, then you're like, okay, wait a minute. Because see, Martha was in the presence of Jesus, but she still couldn't rest. So at the end of the day, come unto me, all that you weak and heavy laden, I'll give you rest, okay? Jesus is saying, enter into my rest. But at the end of the day, if you're still checking everything off, and you're restless over all the thoughts of what you didn't get done, what you didn't get done, what there is to do tomorrow, what do I do? Then that's performance orientation. Okay? I want to help you get to the root of it. I'm not going to just talk about what's happening today. But in the next podcast, we're going to talk about the root cause of why you can't rest and enter into His rest.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.